Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all. I was out in the evening now.
Come on, y'all. Then who not? Bobbing their heads right now. Who's not doing it? Come on, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Now, you know, I'm putting together a compilation. Okay? I got to get my word of the day, too. But I'm putting together a compilation. And my compilation is going to be good. And that's what's going to start my show every day. Okay? I'm putting together a compilation that will start my show with music and everything. I'm gonna mix a little bit in between and do it like that. And you're going to understand exactly, you know, what's going on, and you'll be able to grab a hold of it and know where we're going. Okay, that's what I put together. That's the way it's going to be. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Hey, guys, call in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I see a lot of people just now joining the show. Hey, welcome to the show. And today is Free Fall Friday, right? I don't know if y'all can hear it in my voice, but I'm excited about being back on the show. I mean, I haven't been on the show all week because I have a couple of projects going on at the house that trying to get done. Okay? So I wanted to stay up on that and hit that, you know, every day until I can get it done. Okay? So that's why I haven't been having a show. But like I said, I missed y'all. Hey, I'm back and we're going to get going. All right? So today's the word of the day. Today's word of the day is precocial. 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 P-R-E-C-O-C-I-A-L. Precocial. Okay, the definition of precocial is it's an adjective, and the definition is it's capable of a high degree of independent activity from birth. Capable of a high degree of independent activity from birth. Precocial means capable of a high degree of independent activity from birth. Here's an example, and I keep saying it back, trying to figure out the definition, but let's look at an example. The mallard is a type of precocial bird that can often fly independently just 24 hours after hatching. Okay. So the mallard bird is a type of precocial bird, which means it's a type of bird that's capable of a high degree of independent activity from birth. Okay. And human beings are too. We're precocious. Right? We're precocious. Because from birth, I guess we're not, It's we can't do it independently. Okay, scratch that. Anyway, today's Free Fall Friday. Hey, if you guys want to call into the show and talk about anything, I don't care what it is. It can be sports, medicine, pharmacy. It can be streets. I'm just throwing some stuff out there. It can be stoplights. It can be wristwatches. It can be T-shirts. Hey, by the way, I'm getting ready to come out with a T-shirt. It's going to have nothing to do with the show, okay? But I'm getting ready to come out with a T-shirt, and you guys are going to have to see this. You're not going to believe the T-shirt that I'm going to come out with, okay? I'm getting ready to hit it. Okay, guys, but on tomorrow, I'm having a special Saturday show. Okay, I'm having a special Saturday show where I'm going to have a young lady on the show from the Valley, Alabama. Her name is Janeiro Madden. Okay, Janeiro Madden. She's a young lady from Alabama. She's one of 10 kids. Okay, and she's going to come on the show and tell you guys what she's working with, what she's doing in her community, okay? And I'm giving her an opportunity to come on the show because I think what she's doing is very commendable, is needed, okay, everywhere. It's needed everywhere, okay? And she's getting ready to do a production of her story, or maybe not her story, but what she's been doing and the reason that she's doing it. Okay, it's about domestic violence, and we talked about domestic violence a few times on the show. Okay, when you think of domestic violence, the first thing that comes to mind, what's the first thing that comes to mind? The first thing that comes to mind is a man jumping on a woman. Or, fighting with a woman, okay? But there's also situations where women are fighting with the men, where the women are the aggressors, okay? So I think that it's a great thing that she's doing. I'm going to give her the entire show, explain to you guys what she's doing and some things that went on with her, and I think you guys will be amazed with her and what she has going, because I've been, okay? So if you guys could call in and listen to her show, or go online and listen to her show, I think it would be very beneficial to everyone, okay? I'm going to listen in, and I don't know if I'm going to break in on her, come her to talk and ask her questions, but, I mean, she may say something that I may question. Y'all with me? Or I need clarification of. And see, I have to do that because you guys can't do that. But I'm running the show, so I can butt in on her and say, hey, excuse me, am I hearing you right? So, that's how I'm going to run this thing, okay? I know she doesn't know that yet, but that's how I'm going to run it, okay? I'm just going to let her take over the show, go with it, okay? Do your thing, all right? That's tomorrow, 10 o'clock, a special 10 a.m. show tomorrow, 10 a.m., 10 o'clock. You guys should get your messages, your show notes and everything before the show. But once you get a message that the show is coming, you guys got to jump up, run to the phone, run to the computer or whatever, and listen in to the show. Because it's going to be good. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today has been just an excellent day as far as the weather goes, right? It's been an excellent day. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm hearing rain is coming. And I'm trying to do some outdoor projects. But, hey, you know, God's got his will, and his will is the way. Okay? That's the way it's going to happen. If he give me sunshine, I'll be out there working. If he give me rain, I will not be out there working. I'll be doing some stuff inside. I got inside projects going through. I got a lot of stuff happening. And that's some reasons why I haven't been on the show. 818-301-5834. But I'm excited to be back on the show, doing things and thinking about you guys and trying to get a an understanding with everyone. We all need our minds to be heightened. Okay. So if you can listen to someone, you know, like the word of the day. I mean, I didn't know what precocial meant, right? But it's a new word that if I keep doing it over and over, if I go back and look at this thing tomorrow and the next day and the next day, it'll get in your brain, okay? And you'll have that word in your vocabulary. But if today is going to be the only day that you hear this word or use this word or think about this word, then it's not going to be your vocabulary, okay? I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Laura, and I'm calling from Lithia Springs.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, I just wanted to call in today because I wanted to say that, like, one of my favorite songs is that Trey Songz song where he sings about he got caught on his cell phone or whatever. And anyway, the chorus is he's going to run right up to his girl and lie right to her face, right? So, anyway, I like that song, but that happened to me today and to me and another lady. And what do you call it when you learn a lesson? I don't know. The moral of the story is don't try to make a lie the truth, you know, because we were supposed to meet someone at a certain time, and we were there, and it was two of us, and this one person wasn't there. Excuse me. And, like, 30 minutes after, she, like, sent both of us a message saying, you know, I was here. Where were y'all? You know, like, making us think we were crazy, so... And the person kept saying, I didn't see you. And I was trying to explain to the other person that because she wasn't there. So my motto or my moral for today is people, you know, a lie is a lie and don't try to make a lie the truth, you know.
Right. Right. I mean, you're absolutely right.
So I feel better after able to vent.
Able to vent.
Yeah, because the other girl with me saying, I didn't see her, though. Did you see her? I'm like, girl, are you losing it? You know, she wasn't there. Don't try to make somebody else's lie your truth. I can even say that. You know what the truth is, you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And, I understand. I understand. I'm glad you were able to say your piece on the show.
Okay, yeah. For anybody with kids, like I say, you know, your kids try to make you think you're crazy. You know, say you said stuff you ain't say. But, you know, you put up with them because pretty much you have to. But other people, I mean, really, don't even put up with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Right. All right, thanks. Have a good holiday. Enjoy your holiday.
Okay, thanks for listening, and you do the same. Be safe. So, guys, again, it's, you know, she's right. I mean, you know, people that lie to you right in your face, I mean, that's tough, right? It's to walk up to someone and someone asks you a question and you just, you know, because your brain, and that's another thing, your brain is so quick. someone's asking you a question, and you come up with stuff that's untrue. Okay, you come up with stuff that's not true. And, you know, and you'll say it right to their face. Oh, yeah, nah, that wasn't me. I was at work all day. You know, that must have been, I don't know who that was. Did you come up to me and touch me on my shoulder, girl? No, I didn't. Well, you know, how do you know that was me? Somebody that looked like me, walked like me, got clothes like me. How do you know that was me? Well, I saw you. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Your brain is so quick, so fast. You know, the human body and human brain is so quick and so fast. And, you know, you can't believe some of the things that happen with the body. I mean, right now, sometimes when I talk, I like to use my hands when I talk. And to have your hands do a gesture just as quickly as you're talking, that's amazing to me. But that's how quickly the brain goes from there to the hands and tell the hands to shake or to point or to go up in a wave, whatever. You know, it's amazing how quickly that happens. And that's a human body. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, remember, tomorrow we're having the young lady from Alabama come on to the show. She's going to talk about domestic violence. And what's intriguing to me about what she's talking about is that it's with, I don't want to give her whole story away, but it's, you know, teenagers, okay, teenage domestic violence. There is a such thing, okay? And I think that, like I said, that's what intrigued me. And I think that everyone should listen to the show because I believe that there's something to be learned from her. For everyone, you're going to pull something out of the show, something you can, you know, transfer to your kids. That's what communication is about. I give you a word of the day, the word of today, and the meaning, and then it's a word that you're interested in, so you grab it. You know, oh, I'm going to write that down. I like that. Bam, bam, bam. Precocious. I mean, it's, you know, something that can be independent from birth. So you grab that word. You run with it. Then you've gotten something from my show. You got that word from my show, and you run with it. And then you teach that to someone else. You might say that in a sentence, and they're like, hey, Frank, What does precocious mean, man? You're using these big words. What does precocious mean? Precocious means being independent from birth. Okay? So that's precocious. We got it now. Okay? We got it. And so if I give you a word and you take it and give someone else that word, then bam, you know, it's gone viral, so to speak. So that's what I like to do. I like to give people information that they can use. And if I'm wrong about something, call me on it. Call me and say, hey, Frank, hey, you were wrong about that, man. If you Google this, you'll find it, but I'm going to tell you where you were wrong at. But that's fine. What's the saying for that? I don't know the saying for that, but it's something. But anyway, we're going to have a great Saturday tomorrow. 10 o'clock a.m. is the call-in, okay? listen to the show, 10 o'clock a.m. We're gonna have a young lady from Alabama on the show. Right now, you know, y'all know how I feel about Alabama, right? Y'all know how I feel about Alabama. It's no secret. But you know, when this young lady told me, we keep this to ourselves. But when this young lady told me that she was from Alabama, I was like, hey, Alabama. I don't know. I know I got some Alabama listeners. I don't know if they're listening right now. Alabama. Hey, we Georgia fans over here. Okay? We Georgia fans over here. And it's good to have that good rivalry going on back and forth. But, hey, we're going to be downtown in the Georgia Dome for the SEC Championship this year. I don't know who's going to be on the other sideline, but the Bulldogs are going to be on this sideline. Wait. So, but I'm going to let her do a show. That's my way of getting information to you guys, okay? If you guys have someone that you may want to get some kind of word out or get it out to more people, you know, just to get it out to more people. I mean, if it benefits someone, if it benefits one person within my listening audience, it did its job, okay? And I think it's going to benefit me, okay? And if you listen to the show, I believe that it'll benefit you in some way, okay? Stand that, guys. And when you listen to her message tomorrow, okay? I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Like I said, I'm so excited to be back. And we're doing a Saturday show tomorrow. I don't think I've ever done a Saturday show. We're going to have one tomorrow, okay? And then we're not going to be in on the holiday, on Monday. Or if I get giddy, I guess I may do a show, but I don't think I'm going to do a show on Monday. And so we'll be back on Tuesday, okay, on next Tuesday. But listen in to the show tomorrow. And, guys, take care of yourselves. Be good. Be safe. It's the weekend. It's the long weekend. Be safe, please. I wish I